Chapter 21.
It started with the finer ladies of ill repute, but with the pleasure of bedding them came a feeling of filth. I loathed myself enough as it was, and soon couldn't stand to be in their presence. I wanted something pure and innocent, such a contrast to what I was, so I called for a willing young woman, a virgin. Many girls came forward, believing that I sought a wife, an empress, to rule at my side. My people still loved me at that time, and the one I picked thought it as a marriage proposal. She deserves to be remembered. Her name was Dina. Sweet, kind, beautiful, and in all ways perfect.
Dalen couldn't help but laugh as he thought of what it would be like for pirates to attack a skyship that he was aboard. No one else had noticed, of course. The pirates were still several kilometers above them. But it had certainly spotted them, for it was flying their way like a shot spike. Dalen stood and casually made his way to the captain, noticing that Arik, who looked to have been deep in thought this entire time, had seen Dalen rise. Arik met Dalen as he reached the captain. The portly captain's clothes looked much like his ship, a respected fashion that must have been expensive to purchase, but was now worn and tattered from continual use and neglect. The captain himself had neatly combed hair, but needed a shave.
"And what can I do for my esteemed passenger?" the captain said, who had been offering Dalen every possible courtesy thus far.
Dalen suspected this was mostly due to his master's mark, sun-forged sword, and the staring crowds surrounding Dalen as he had bartered for passage. "We've been spotted by pirates."
"What?"
the captain said with a dread as he searched the skies.
"I can't see anything."
Dalen pointed. "Right there to the left of that small cloud. Use your telescope." The captain did so.
"Son of a shade!" he cursed and turned to his first mate.
"All hands on deck! We'll outrun the bastards!"
"Not a chance," Dalen said. "That pirate ship is a Hemon Light switchback carrier. If it can reach even 80% of its max speed, it'll be on us in minutes. You have no hope of outrunning it."
"How can you blackened see that?"
"Trust me."
"Told you this was a bad idea," the first mate said to his captain.
"Don't start with me. We're behind schedule because of your stuff-up, so if those pirates catch us, I'll be sure to introduce you to them first."
The captain turned back to Dalen.
"We should be fine. We'll just have to break out the weapons."
"No. Get everyone below deck. I'll deal with the pirates." The captain and first mate looked at each other and then back to Dalen in dumb surprise.
"Are you crazy, boy?"
"Don't call me boy," Dalen hissed. "I'm a Grand High Master of the Sword. Now, get below deck."
"If he is," the first mate said to the captain, "he'd be able to take a few of them out before they stick him and pry open the doors."
"Fine," the captain said. "If you want to kill yourself, go ahead. We'll prepare a few surprises inside."
"Are you coming, Bringer?"
"No, I'll be staying with my friend."
"What? You want to die, too?"
"We'll be fine, Captain."
"You're both as black and brainless as a beggar from Maine," the captain said as he left to get the crew beneath.
Dalen calmly walked to the center of the deck and watched the pirates approach. Arik joined him, saying,
"This is rather noble of you."
"Not really. It's not like I'm sacrificing myself."
"But you're risking your life."
"As little light as these men have, I don't know of any reason they deserve to die. As far as I'm concerned, they warrant my protection like anyone else. Regardless, it's not much of a risk. Even without my powers, I could have taken on a good number of these pirates. Added with some tactical positioning, I might even have won. With my powers, there's no contest."
"You're good with tactics?"
"Yes.
Even so, there's always a chance of defeat.
I'm not an idiot. I know that. But it doesn't mean I can't be confident.
True.
A few moments passed before Dalen spoke again. So what's your plan? Are you going to fight alongside me?
Only if I have to. My first act will be to try and resolve things peacefully.
Peacefully? These are pirates, Arik. They need to be stopped. If we scare them off or simply convince them to leave us alone, that still leaves them to hunt the skies.
Arik sighed. You're right. So we need to make them surrender to us and then turn them into the authorities.
Dalen laughed. The punishment for piracy is execution. There's even a standing bounty for turning in pirate heads. So if you're worried about the legal right I have to kill these scum, I have it.
Arik frowned. Yes, you have every right in the law to kill the men that are about to attack us. But please, if any of them surrender, show mercy. What if there's some lost soul in that ship who's only there because of bad luck? Don't think of them as faceless pirates. They are still people, Dalen, and some few of them might be redeemed of the life they have found themselves in.
It's a bit hard to tell who that might be when trying to stop them from killing me.
Not for us.
What?
Light, Dalen. Look for their light.
Their inner light, Dalen said in realization.
You can be confident that any among these criminals that still possess a brighter light within has hope of redemption.
Would you say that about Daedalus the Conqueror? After all, he supposedly had light within him.
Arik didn't reply right away. No,
there was no redemption for your father.
Well, I can't argue with that.
Then we are agreed. You shall show restraint if you can.
Dalen nodded.
Agreed. The pirate switchback was very impressive, decked out with outer armor and weapons, and it came in fast. Several men stood along the deck manning old-style harpoon shot spikes. As soon as the lethal-looking switchback flew aside the Merovan, the pirates fired. The shot spikes launched forward with such great speed that they easily penetrated the Merovan's hull. The ropes must have been fixed to darkstone pulleys, for the floor under Dalen heaved, but the Merovan stayed on course. Dalen could hear the iron supports inside the Merovan groan, for the darkstone core was still spatially locked except for its forward movement. The entire ship would be ripped from the core before darkstone moved without sunlight. Instead, the pirate's switchback was pulled in toward the Merovan, which must have had its core unlocked along that axis, as otherwise it would have run into the same problem. The harpoons would have been pulled free, or one of the ships entirely ripped from their heart. The switchback crashed into the Merovan's side, causing another great heave in the ship. But impressively, the Merovan held strong. As Dalen suspected, the ship was far sturdier than a casual glance would indicate. Pirates jumped aboard easily, the two ships' windshields merging their air pockets, meaning there were no dangerous wind currents between them. They had weapons drawn and murder in their eyes. A few of them were even armed with shooters. The others held either swords or the older and larger handheld shot spikes, which were the size of thick, short spears. Dalen hadn't seen those things in years. These pirates have a better chance of flying without Darkstone than having enough inner light for me to spare them, Dalen thought, but as Arik had asked, he reached out with his new sense. Sure enough, their lights were faint indeed, about the same as many of the crewmen of the Merovan, the difference, of course, being that these pirates were trying to kill him. Three of the pirates shot their spikes at him, one toward Arik. Dalen's heart leapt in fear, not for himself, but Arik. The bringer was far from defenseless, but even a master would find it very difficult to dodge a shot spike in flight. Spikes flew about twice as fast as an arrow, and with far more force behind them. Dalen's speed and reflexes were already enhanced, so he dodged the spikes easily as they whistled past. Arik raised his hand before the third spike reached him, and light flashed from it, materializing into a familiar-looking sun-forged kite shield. The spike hit the shield, which chimed from the impact and ricocheted off at another angle, where it arced and fell to bounce along the deck. Shot spikes were designed to disengage their internal drivers upon first impact so that they could be collected and used again. The pirates hesitated at seeing Arik's powers and then charged toward Dalen, a good 25 men. Dalen drew imperious and walked to greet them. Arik's warning voice echoed on deaf ears as he cried,
"Men of the skies, we don't want to harm you."
Dalen channeled two double bonds into his speed and reflexes, dodging the other spikes shot at him, and then deflecting the first attacker's blade with his gauntlet. He sliced the pirate in two as if he were made of paper with the sun-forged blade, while dodging three other sword strikes. Dalen moved with truly supernatural speed as he felt for the light in his enemies, seeing their positions and actions as if seeing out from the back of his head. In seeing and thereby predicting each attack, he moved through the flurry of swords like a leaf on the wind, stabbing, slicing, and at one point grabbing the skimmer that hung from a pirate's belt. Switching one bond to strength, Dalen pulled the levers and broke the safety lock, which locked the inner darkstone in place. As the switchback and the Merovin were flying at an incredible speed, the skimmer, now not moving at all, seemed to fly backward into the pirate's stomach. The pirate cried out in pain and horror, for the skimmer nearly ripped through his entire body before carrying him to hit the back cabin wall, where it did rip through his body and the rest of the ship, though it was just as likely that the skimmer had broken into pieces after the first few walls it crashed through, releasing the darkstone and exposing it to light. Dalen dodged and weaved as if performing an acrobatic dance, imperious lashing out to dismember a pirate with each move. Blocking a blow that came from behind with the sun-forged bracer of his gauntlet, Dalen thrust his sword backward without even looking, seeing the pirate with his light sense as clear as day and running him through. Dalen sensed another attack and easily dodged it, and even though he realized in that instant that this particular pirate was a young woman, he didn't hesitate to take off her head. She had chosen a life of piracy and had as little light within her as the rest of them. As Dalen continued to fight, he spied a single pirate who thought it best not to take him on. He charged at Arik. "This is going to be interesting," Dalen thought as he kept his eyes on Arik, relying on his light sense to dodge and fight off his opponents. Arik stood calmly, his shield having disappeared. As the pirate neared, Arik waved his hand like he was swatting a fly, and an invisible force suddenly ripped the skimmer from the pirate's belt before hitting him with such power that it knocked the man entirely off the other side of the ship. The moment he left the calm pocket of air made by the ship's windshield, the powerful air currents blew him backward like he had been yanked by a hook, his cries of astonishment and fear echoing in the distance. "Huh. That'll do the job, I suppose." Dalen finished off the last pirate with a clean decapitation. There had been a lot of those. Those pirates he had run through held their bleeding bodies as they moaned in pain or tried to crawl away. Dalen finished them off before looking to Arik and, with accentuated mock concern and dramatic body language, said,
"Oh, Arik, you just killed a man. Whatever will you do?"
"Have I ever told you my opinion about sarcasm?"
"No, you've never mentioned anything like that to me before."
Arik smirked.
"I almost had you then."
Arik quickly removed his smirk and cleared his throat.
"Almost. Oh, and technically you're wrong."
"About what?"
"Me killing a man."
"But you just did."
Arik looked to the side and smirked.
"No, I didn't. Well, not yet, at least."
"What?"
Dalen said, before connecting the dots. Almost laughing, he continued,
"Ah, I suppose so. For the next few minutes, at least."
"I almost had you, then."
"Not even close."
Dalen leapt aboard the enemy ship, leaving Arik to stop any pirates who might try and board the Merovin. Several pirates were in the process of cutting the harpoon ropes. Having watched Dalen dispatch those pirates who had tried to take the ship, they must have thought it a much better idea to flee. They ran as soon as Dalen hit the deck, several ropes still in place. With lightning speed, Dalen took out the nearest pirate, then picked up his sword and threw it, skewering another.
The next pirate was a young man who tried frantically to get below deck, but it appeared that the other pirates had bolted the door. Dalen marched on the lad, but before his sword fell, he noticed something. The boy, who looked to be in his late teens, had an inner light that shone much brighter than a normal person's, and a normal person's light would have been odd enough to find among these scum. Seeing Dalen, the boy grabbed two skimmers from his belt and used them in unison. Dalen was almost too shocked to stop the boy, for using two skimmers took a remarkable level of coordination. The skimmers pulled the boy to the side and into the air at a great speed, but Dalen caught him by the belt and increased his own weight and strength. The boy now had an anchor attached to him, and the two skimmers flew out of his grip. And then their ropes, which were attached to the boy's belt, snapped free. Dalen had spared the boy's life by grabbing his belt, for if he had grabbed, say, the boy's foot, those ropes would have ripped the boy's belt free from his pants and nearly flayed his skin before breaking several bones, or if the belt had held, it would have ripped his leg from his foot. Still, those ropes yanked brutally on the belt before they burst, and the boy screamed out in pain as his belt suddenly crushed in on his sides. He fell limp, hanging from his pants. Dalen carried him to the edge of the carrier.
"Just kill me already," he groaned.
"No." The boy tried to free himself, but was too hurt for a true effort.
"We'll talk later,"
Dalen said, and, throwing him into the air, he shouted out to Arik,
"Catch!"
Arik promptly caught the boy with his own power and floated him to a corner.
"He might need healing," Dalen called out. "But be careful. He's a wriggler."
Dalen turned and scanned the deck of the pirate ship. There were a few other pirates left, but one in particular stood out. He was at the ship's helm, his arms folded, staring at Dalen with serious eyes. He wore a gold-trimmed tricorn hat and a fashionable justacorp coat of a modern cut. Under the coat he wore formal dueling garb, its cleanliness standing out in stark contrast to the rest of the crew, as with his discipline. This man had to be the captain. What was most shocking about him was that, for a moment, Dalen thought he was looking at himself, for the man had blue hair under his hat, in the exact shade as Dalen's, and there was significant resemblance in the face. But the shock was short-lived. The man was not some phantom doppelganger. There were significant enough differences in facial features, and though he was still very youthful to Dalen's aged eyes, the man looked older by at least 20 years compared to Dalen's new physical appearance. The pirate captain strode confidently down the stairs to the main deck, taking off his coat and throwing it aside. He drew out a side sword and fixed a center-grip kite shield that had hung from his back, both sun-forged, shining faintly in a transparent ruby red. No formal duelist would ever be allowed to use a sun-forged kite shield in a proper duel, but this man was a pirate. Fair play meant nothing to him, and nothing gave as much protection as a sun-forged shield. On top of that, Dalen spied two shot spikes fixed to either side of the captain's sword blade near the hilt. This man had made his sword into a two-shooter. Clever. Dirty, unprincipled, and illegal, but still clever. Dalen could see himself coming up with the idea. He would never use it in a duel, of course, but for battle he wouldn't hesitate. This fight was going to be interesting.
"I wonder how many of us bastards are out there," the captain said as he approached.
"What in the light is that supposed to mean?"
Dalen said derisively. The captain spoke in a mocking tone.
"Can't you tell? With how damn good you are with that sword and with your hair and looks, it's clear that we're long-lost brothers."
Dalen laughed at the absurdity of the comment.
"You're black and stoned, mate. Yeah, I can see some resemblance, but trust me when I say there's no chance under the light that we're related. Seriously, what have you been sniffing?"
"Only the finest snuff money can buy, or I should say, sword can steal."
"Whatever,"
Dalen said, as the two of them sized each other up, weapons in hand. Dalen was, of course, wearing his dueling gauntlet, but it didn't offer nearly as much protection as a sun-blackened forged kite, so in terms of arms, Dalen was outmatched. The captain smiled, astoundingly overconfident. He had no idea who Dalen really was or the true extent of his skill. Still, Dalen was wearing his master's mark, which didn't seem to faze this man. Perhaps this captain was far more skilled than the regular slob, or he simply put too much stock in his sun-forged kite and dirty spike-loaded sword. Kite shield or no, Dalen knew that with his powers he could wipe the floor with this man, which is why he decided not to use them. Dalen was simply too much a duelist at heart, and honestly, since fighting Arik a fall or so ago, Dalen had been craving another bout as good and exhilarating as that, and one that would actually conclude properly. So when the captain attacked, Dalen didn't use his powers. He was forced to block with his sun-forged gauntlet, for this captain was indeed skilled, very skilled. Strike after strike came, and Dalen dodged, parried, and blocked, all the while attacking back with his own. Dalen guessed the man was at least a master, and with his large advantage from the sun-forged kite, the bout was indeed even. The musical chime of clashing sonicles filled the air as the blades and shields crossed, clashed, and countered in bright flashes of light. The captain locked their swords and shields together, twisting and angling so his sword pointed at Dalen's head. A click sounded from the man's sword, and Dalen just managed to jerk his head out of the way of the shooting spike.
"Good," the captain said with a large grin. "No one's ever survived that before."
"That was your best?" Dalen said as their weapons clashed back and forth. "And here I thought I might break a sweat."
"Oh, there's better. Trust me." The captain switched his style to rely more on his shield, and due to it being sun-forged, it effectively put an impenetrable wall between them.
Dalen spun around and struck back, but it hit the invisible barrier extended by the captain's shield. That thing was going to be black and hard to get around. The sun-forging process enhanced the purpose of the shield, which was to protect, and thus it blocked anything that threatened the one who wielded it, and allowed the wielder's own attacks through. And that was the trick to get around it. Dalen feinted an attack, spun around, and pushed himself into a low slide. He skidded through the invisible barrier of the kite, for his slide wasn't an offensive attack against the captain. Once past, Dalen spun back around and struck. The captain brought his sword over and blocked the attack, which Dalen had to admit was a damn fine move, and then another click sounded. Dalen wasn't fast enough, and the shot spike pierced his shoulder. He grunted in pain as the captain bashed at Dalen with the corner of his kite. Dalen caught the edge of the shield with his gauntleted fist, but as his wound was on the same arm, he had no strength to push back and get the angle he wanted. Otherwise, he would have triggered the spring-powered darkstone dagger in his gauntlet. That would have shattered the shield with the merest touch. Dalen had to let his opponent push him back, so he heaved, something his current positioning helped with a great deal. Dalen had forged the handpieces of his gauntlet separate from the main bracer, which meant the sun-forging process had enhanced a different property, specifically the grip strength in his hand. Thus, even with his wound, there was no way the shield could get wrenched from his grasp. Pulling backward, Dalen placed his boot onto the captain's gut and kicked as he rolled, launching the captain overhead. Dalen rolled onto his feet in an acrobatic flip and, with another jump using the same momentum, he flipped through the air to slash down at the fallen man. The captain rolled out of the way and sprung to his feet with as much acrobatic grace as Dalen. Imperius slashed through the deck as if it wasn't even there. The captain was short of breath, and he smiled.
"Haven't had a fight like this in years. You're pretty good, kid. That master's mark is well deserved.
From the way you've been fighting, you deserve one too. Not a grand high mark, but you're at least a master."
He scoffed. "I'm not a noble, fair-playing duelist. I'd rather surprise my opponents with a sword in their back."
"A good tactic."
"I haven't become the most feared pirate in the skies from dumb luck."
"Oh, was I supposed to know who you are?"
"If you spent time near any dock, you would. I'm Captain Blackheart, Terror of the Skies."
"And master of cliché titles."
The captain pointed his sword.
"Watch your tongue, boy."
Dalen's anger surged.
"Oh, what, you pathetic little snot? You're nothing but a wretched, despicable thief who preys on the weak and helpless."
Dalen switched his bonds to heal his wound as he spoke.
"You're worse than a worm, you miserable piece of drac. So yeah, This has been fun, but I'm done. No more playing. I'm going to make you suffer. I'm going to hurt you slowly and deliberately until you realize in horrifying clarity that you're about to die. And then, and only then, when you plead for mercy, am I going to do the very thing you've done to others. I will rob you of your heart's most desperate desire by killing you in the most unholy way I can think of. With every word, the captain's face grew redder.
Why, you! I'll see you gut it!
He charged. Dalen had meant it when he'd said it was fun, and that now it was over. With light flowing through him, Dalen channeled it into his speed and strength. He deflected the captain's attack with casual ease, and he switched one bond of speed to his weight to anchor him as he kicked. The captain blocked with his shield, of course, but with Dalen's enhanced strength, the kick launched him into the air and back a good 10 meters. He crashed to the ground with none of the finesse he had shown himself capable of. Groaning, he rolled and forced himself to his feet, but Dalen was already there. Grasping the captain's sword arm, Dalen channeled strength and crushed the bones underneath. The captain screamed, releasing his sword. Dalen then triggered his darkstone dagger from his gauntlet and punched it into the captain's shield, which shattered into 1,000 brilliant, shimmering pieces. The captain was chuckling.
"You weren't linked to the shield," Dalen said with a sinking heart.
"No. You just killed the daughter of Senator Terrain. I'd kidnapped her a few years ago. Was a good way to ensure the civic guard stayed off my back, don't you think?" And then Dalen heard a tap against his sword. A chime of shattering glass sounded in the air as Dalen's sword redirected the blow. Looking down, Dalen saw that the captain had pulled out a darkstone dagger and had touched it to Imperius. The captain looked to the sword in shock.
"What? That can't be possible. Unless that's Imperius itself."
Dalen punched him, making sure to break a few ribs, then grabbed him by the throat, dragged the captain to the side railing.
If that's Imperius, Blackheart wheezed out, he must still be alive. But how did you get it?
Dalen dropped the captain and ripped off a long piece of the side railing of the ship. He then stomped his foot through the floor and thrust the railing through the hole to leave a pointing pike of wood jutting out of the deck 2 meters tall. The captain lay there trying to move, but making very little progress considering his shattered ribs. Dalen grabbed Blackheart by the shirt and pulled him close to whisper,
"I never got it. I've always had it. I am Daedalus the Conqueror, you pathetic little worm. And now you're dead."
Blackheart's eyes widened in fear.
"No, wait."
Dalen hoisted him up.
"What are you doing?"
Blackheart asked in fear, and then he saw the pike of wood. A sudden awareness seemed to bring horrifying clarity to the captain's mind.
"No, you wouldn't. Wait! If you really are the Conqueror, that means I'm your son. Can't you see that? I have money, gold. I can pay you. Don't!"
He screamed as Dalen impaled him by the rear end, slowly. Dalen made sure not to go too deep so as to kill him right then, but he certainly put him deep enough that, in time, the captain would bleed out, but only in a way that his screams of pain would accompany him through each agonizing second.